Hi, this is Connie Smith with OSU Extension in Fairfield County. Pleased to welcome Leslie Cooksey with me today, 4-H educator in Fairfield County. Leslie, I really want to give back to 4-H. I don't know how. I think I want to become a 4-H advisor, but I'm a little scared. Walk me through the process.
Well, we are always looking for new volunteers to assist with the 4-H program. Truly, our program could not function without the help and dedication of our volunteers. And we have over 200 4-H volunteers that assist at the 4-H club level, and we could always use more. We even have some areas of the county where we probably could use additional clubs. So right now is the time to think about applying to be a 4-H volunteer in Fairfield County. Our application deadline is February 1st.
Okay. So tell me this. Let's say I'm sitting here and I'm thinking, you know, I kind of remember my 4-H club days. I know it's all changed. I'm pretty driven in a certain area. You know, like I love horticulture. I think I'd be really good as just a mentor in a club. Can I just do that and not be a full-fledged organizational advisor?
Yeah, so there's different ways to, I guess, be involved in 4-H. Ideally, we would like everybody to go through the new volunteer process so you can just learn some of that background information with 4-H and then understand, you know, some of our county policies and procedures as a volunteer. But within a 4-H club itself, we have an organizational advisor, and we have what some might consider project leaders. So maybe you bring species, livestock specific or species specific information to help the kids in the club. Maybe you're a sewing club and you have that expertise where you can assist kids and learn those skills. So depending on where your skill set is and what your passion is, we can usually fix you up and set you up with a club that is in need of a volunteer in that area. Mm-hmm. And we also kind of work through, you know, maybe what area of the county you're in relation to what clubs are generally in that area.
Okay. Okay. So when's the deadline to apply if I want to be a 4-H advisor?
Our applications are due annually on February 1st.
Okay.
You can get an application by contacting the OSU Extension office in Fairfield County. The number is 740-653-5419.
Okay.
And we can actually email the application to you so that you can get it quickly, because I know we're in a very short window of time before February 1st. You complete the application, you can scan and email it back, and that gets the ball rolling on our side. And then the next step on your part would be to go get your background check done locally. And then from there, we will collect references, schedule a new volunteer interview with myself and Aubrey Fowler as 4-H educators, and then you have a new volunteer orientation to complete to be official for the year.
Okay, perfect. You may be a little biased with this question, but I'm going to ask it anyway. What do you think, what do you see with all of your advisors in the county? What's the benefit or what's the reward to being a volunteer with the 4-H program in Fairfield County?
Oh, that's a tough one. I've landed myself a career here because I've obviously had benefited as a 4-H'er and want to live that throughout my life. And so I think that seeing kids succeed and find a passion in something is one of the most, or I guess two of the most rewarding things, whether you're a 4-H educator, a club advisor, or volunteer in some other way. I think seeing that out of the kids is what is most special to me.
Okay, perfect. Well, that's good because, you know, it is a time commitment. It takes time. It takes organization to do that. But if you're interested, you want to be a 4-H advisor in Fairfield County, call OSU Extension 740-653-5419. My special guest today on the 88.9 WLRY farm page, Leslie Cooksey, and she'll get you set right up to be a 4-H advisor in 2021, deadline February 1st, so you don't have time to wait. Thanks, Leslie. Appreciate your time today.
Thank you.